You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization and the European Union have jointly launched a large-scale program to ensure effective deployment of COVID-19 vaccines in 6 countries. They include Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, Ukraine, and the Republic of Moldova. But the WHO's Dr. Hans Kluge is warning most European countries remain vulnerable. The WHO's Regional Director for Europe says it's a delicate balance between optimism about the vaccine and a false sense of security.
Based on information from 29 out of the 37 countries currently vaccinating in the European region today, 7.8 million people have completed their immunization series. That is equivalent to only 1.5% of the population of those 29 countries.
There is hope because Dr. Kluge is reporting an overall decline in case incidents and deaths over the past few weeks. But the COVID-19 variant, first identified in South Africa, has been detected in 19 European countries.
Although community transmission in Europe is not yet widespread, the variant has increasingly been linked to outbreaks in communities. Irrespective of the variant, we must continue to suppress the virus.
The head of the UK's genetic surveillance program is warning mutations could undermine vaccines. Director of the COVID-19 Genomics UK Consortium, Sharon Peacock, says the UK variant will probably spread around the world.
But it's going to be that kind of that slow waltz with the virus and the vaccine development, trying to keep up ahead of what nature is throwing at us, actually.
Although the UK variant is more infectious, Professor Peacock says it's not necessarily more deadly. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling his citizens they should expect to have multiple jabs to keep up with virus mutations. The British government is implementing stronger measures against the variants, including stricter travel rules. But when the hotel quarantine booking system for passengers returning from countries where the variants are spreading went online, the website experienced a technical error. Another medical emergency is unfolding in the UK, with the Royal College of Radiologists raising concern about its worst year on record for cancer diagnoses during the coronavirus pandemic in 2020. The college's Dr. Julian Elford says fewer patients are coming forward than expected, and the reduced referrals could be potentially attributed to clinicians being redeployed to help coronavirus patients.
We're trying our best to cope with the COVID patients and to cope with the suspected cancer patients, as well as coping with the backlog and getting rid of that as best as we can.
In Europe, the French Health Minister, Olivier Véran, has revealed the UK variant of coronavirus is now accounting for a quarter of all new infections in France.
We've already been able to apply the brakes on the spread of the virus in general in our country. The next few weeks will tell us whether the measures sufficed or whether we should resign ourselves to take more restrictive measures, such as a lockdown. Every week that we win against this virus is a week of relief for our country.
And national study results show the Brazilian and South African variants account for 4-5% of all new cases. Meantime, the World Health Organization's Regional Director for Africa is reporting the continent's second wave of coronavirus has been more lethal than the first. Fatalities in Africa are projected to pass 100,000 in the coming week. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says the first batch of Johnson & Johnson vaccines will arrive next week.
We must undertake a massive vaccination program to save lives and dramatically reduce infections across the entire population.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.